The 20-somethings are complaining again, Wicket.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Back in the day.
This damn generation. Get off my lawn.
This is from a Reddit thread. Talking about all the things that were better back in the day. Normally it's our grandparents' generation that classically was like, oh, bread was 10 cents.
When I was growing up, when I was your age.
Back in the day before color TV.
Lord.
Yeah. But now there's a role reversal happening where the young people are complaining. Specifically, they find that dating sites were better back in the day. So a few years ago back in the day, because dating sites are not that old.
Right.
YouTube was better back in the day.
Why?
Before there were ads.
Okay. I get that. I understand that. Okay.
And, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, when YouTube was just like kind of peaking, it was maybe 12 years ago. You could be anyone and achieve YouTube fame without the ads. So I know a few people who did really well on YouTube, and it was more fun when it was more attainable. So I get that. You start a YouTube channel, you start making some side money from it, like you're famous in town because of it. Like,
now it's impossible.
Now it's hard.
Now, I mean, that kid that opens toys and gets paid millions of dollars.
Right.
That was started like 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yes.
And now every parent thinks that they have that kid. Like, I'm going to try to do that with mine. It's probably not going to work, but
Well, it's all about volume of videos on YouTube.
Oh,
if you're unfamiliar with how YouTube works, and it's not like, oh, I have a video that went viral, I am therefore able to start a career now. No, that video that went viral that has 10 million views on it probably made you $1,500 last year. They all make you pennies. And if you have thousands of them, all the pennies add up.
How many? I think about this, too. You know, you're talking about thousands and billions of views. How many videos on YouTube, and they're all music videos for the most part, are in the billion video club? Remember when the first video hit a billion views, and you're like, wow, 1 billion views. I think it was Baby Shark, which still is the most viewed video in the history of YouTube. It's at 9 billion views. How many think are in that club?
Well,
take a guess.
Do you know the answer?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Great. I'm going to say 10,000.
In the billion viewed club?
Yeah.
30.
Oh.
30 videos.
Only 30. Okay.
A billion views is still something significant, but a billion views, 30. There are, as of September 6th, as of 2 days ago, there are 30 in the billion view. That's still a lot more than I thought, but that's a lot of videos to get a billion views.
Well, I'll tell you why it's a lot less than I thought, because now views become questionable with bots and trickery. You never know if it's real anymore. You know, all of a sudden, somebody's got all these views, and then you wonder if there's a marketing team behind it with a bunch of programs set up to view it.
But to get a billion is a lot. So I get the whole thing about YouTube. Facebook was better back in the day.
That's true.
Facebook used to be
almost anything like that, though. It has a peak and then it's over.
Well, because with Facebook and Twitter and everything, like, my answer on Facebook, by the way, if you want to go to the Laser page and give us your answer, you can. What was better back in the day? You can also call us 244-1033. My answer was civil conversation. It kind of is related to Facebook and Twitter. How many people have you unfollowed, unfriended, whatever, because of politics? You can't have a civil conversation with anybody on the other side of the aisle, and it sucks. Like, whether you're blue or you're red, you can't talk about politics. You just can't. Civil conversation was better back in the day, and Facebook was better back in the day before politics just peeped all over it.
Not even politics, Wicket. I mean, you can't even dislike ranch dressing in Iowa and have a civil conversation with someone.
I'm not a big ranch guy.
Let's not talk about it.
I'm not a big ranch guy.
Listen,
Was ranch better back in the day?
Stop talking, Wicket.
What's yours? What was better back in the day?
Well, I said recreational dating, and you've never heard that term before.
I've never heard the term. I think I can figure it out in my head.
I like saying recreational in front of things because it differentiates. Like, recreational eating is something else that I say. It's the eating that you do in front of the TV.
Okay.
You know, the eating that you don't need to do. So it would be dating not for a purpose, like for fun, for sport. dating for sport is fun when you're younger. Like, so that's just a growing up thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that you're having the same conversations over and over and over again, and the end result is vapid and there's no substance to it. And that's just a growing up situation. So recreational dating was more fun back then. The 20-somethings are saying that recreational dating was more fun back in the day because now everybody is so focused on perfect photos and looks, and it's not real anymore.
I like the more material answer, the more simple answer from Tony. Writes, hostess items, especially ho-hos. I miss them wrapped in foil. 244-1033. What was better back in the day?
You know what answer that I like so far on Facebook? No, there are a couple.
There's a couple of them.
But Candy says everything.
No, see, that's wrong.
Yeah, that is just unequivocally wrong, because you know what wasn't better back in the day? Driving anywhere, because you would get lost, or you had to print off directions from MapQuest.
MapQuest,
and then
did
you
that.
Had to stop at the shady gas station that might not even be open.
Do you have a Thomas guide for this city? The big map that
then
was the size of your dashboard?
You needed a map and a pen, and it was a mess. So, you know, navigation has revolutionized our lives.
I could go on and on why Candy is 100% wrong, but I know we have to get to the phone. So 244-1033, line open for you right now. What used to be better back in the day? You can also hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Laser1033.
The Laser, 244-1033.
What was better back in the day?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Actually playing cards and not, you know, actually making eye contact with people and having a normal conversation.
Ah, no technology time.
Yes, and you didn't need 60,000 different board and card games. You just used one deck of cards and played 1,000 different games with that same deck of cards.
But have you heard of Cards Against Humanity? That did not exist back in the day, and it's fantastic.
It is. No. There's exceptions to the rule. But this, have you heard of Exploding Kittens?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Old. It's fun, but it's just a reboot of Old Maid. That's all it is.
and you could play. You could play Old Maid with that old deck of cards. You could play Hearts. You could play Spades. You could play Euchre. You could play Pinochle, whatever. You could play games back in the day, but we don't do that now.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to get my kids to do that. Yeah, yeah. So what? That's just one thing back in the day, yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Dave.
Dave, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Laser, what was better back in the day?
MTV.
Oh, you're 100% right. You must be either a Gen Xer or an elder millennial.
Yes.
You're 40. I'm on the cusp of it. What was your favorite MTV show to watch back in the day?
I just liked all the videos.
100%. Videos were on, and it wasn't 16 and pregnant.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm 49 and I miss that stuff.
Well, Gen X Unite. Hey, thanks for the phone call. What's your name?
Denise,
you rock. Thanks for the phone call.
I agree so wholeheartedly about MTV. What were your favorite shows?
Yo MTV Raps, Headbangers Ball was on late at night, so I wasn't always up for that because I had to go to bed. TRL Remote Control Singled Out was fantastic.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like 14-year-old boy, mm-hmm. And here's Jenny McCarthy prancing around on TV. I'm like, this is...
She still looks the same, too. Her, Gwen Stefani, they don't age.
Yeah, because Jenny is a judge on The Masked Singer, and I watch that show with my wife all the time. When they would... I think I grew up, or puberty began, the first time I started watching MTV Spring Break. Because it was just, they're in Panama City Beach, they're in Lake Havasu, they're down wherever. And I think I was about 12 or 13, and here are just hot women on TV, either working for MTV or Spring Breakers. And I don't know what it was like to get drunk. I was 12. But I'm seeing these girls go crazy, and I'm like, oh my, that's really great. Yeah. You know, my voice cracking left and right.
The 30-somethings, that's the point where we built unrealistic expectations.
Some of us are 40,
Heather.
Some of us are 40.
Okay, well, if you are freshly 40 like Mike Wicket here.
Oh, my Lord.
I say your full name when I'm being very serious
about you. Wow, yeah, I was going to say, Mom. Those shows, they're not on anymore. Like, I don't know what's on anymore. It's all just Nick Cannon making fun of people and... I is there a lip sync show or why? Oh,
the one with Chrissy Teigen, is that on MTV?
No,
lip sync battle?
I think that's on TBS, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The only TV I watch now is Hello Iowa. So
you're right.
I'm a Megan Ruther fan.
We have up on Facebook what used to be better back in the day. This stems from a Reddit thread because young people want to go back to the old school.
Which is so cute, young people.
I do like this answer from Dara.
Uh-huh.
She writes, and this is something that has become a thing in the last 10 years. School holiday parties used to be better back in the day. Kids can't celebrate with good treats these days. I have heard that over and over from parents, and I don't know what it's going to be like when my kids start going to school, but there are certain foods you can't bring because the one kid has the really bad peanut allergy. Mm-hmm. I don't remember kids ever having peanut allergies when I was young. Like, did we develop peanut allergies in 1998 and all of a sudden kids have them now? Because back in the day, it was like, here's a jar of peanuts. Open it up for the entire room. And that dust didn't affect anybody.
No, it did, Wicket. We died back then.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's why you don't remember it. Because the kid that had the allergy already died.
That's my bad.
Before the party started.
You can't bring in the foods you used to bring back in the day. And I don't want to get into a big who's offended by what fight, but some schools won't allow you to have Christmas parties and your Halloween costume has to be this with no mask and you can't bring the toy gun and the toy sword. You can't do any of that anymore. So I will agree with Dara that school holiday parties for kids were so much better when we were growing up.
The list goes on and on and on and on and on. What was better back in the day? 244-1033.
The Laser. 244-1033. You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Back to what was better back in the day.
Back in the day, I used to... here's something that's not better back in the day. To the woman who said everything was back in the day. Camping out for tickets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say camping out, because I'm going camping.
No, camping
weekend,
is great.
Be great.
Camping out for concert tickets was not better than sitting, rolling over at 6 a.m. in your bed when tickets go on sale or trying to hit that refresh button. I don't want to go to the mall and sit and camp out for 4 days with a tent and a pillow waiting on tickets to go see Led Zeppelin or whatever. No, I would much rather be able to buy them from my phone or laptop. Definitely better today.
Well, I would argue that you probably had better friends then back in the day because that was fun to hang out with your friends. You probably don't have fun friends anymore because you're only fun Wicket once in a while. So you don't...
The next appointment will be Saturday at the Kohl's Commons in downtown Des Moines when we're hanging out watching the Cy-Hawk game. And then I don't know when he's coming back out.
So we've been talking about what's better back in the day. Still waiting on Mabel to explain why she feels that love was better back in the day.
Love is great right now.
I know. I'm in love.
Oh, my gosh.
You're in love.
Totes.
Noah's hanging out in the studio. Don't know if he's in love.
No idea.
Are you single, Noah?
Yes. Noah's a single man?
Noah is single, looking for love. Let's introduce him to Mabel.
No, see? Exactly. And Noah is the reason we're talking about this.
Noah's our new intern.
Young people.
Laser, what was better back in the day?
People's imagination, honestly.
What do you mean? This is deep.
I've been gaming since the Nintendo, and there's a lot of old games where you kind of had to imagine things. Now, if they don't have, like, super-duper graphics, people are like, I don't like that game. If you really want to mess with someone that's younger, you put them on, like, a big screen and go, here you go. I did that with a game. I was messing around with my 55-inch TV, and I put my Nintendo on it. Let's just say the graphics were interesting, but I thought it was hilarious and enjoyed it. My friend walked in the room and looked at it and went, what in the... are you doing?
What game was it?
Russian Attack.
Yes! I remember that game. I think I own that one still. Yeah, throw a game, hand a kid troller and say, all right, go beat Rampage. Check back in 3 hours.
Or about 5 minutes.
Hey, man, we'll talk with you again. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for holding. What was better back in the day?
Oh, man, what was it there back in the day?
Oh, well, navigation. I used to get lost all the time. Now I'm never lost. But tell me one thing that was better.
I think that the Sega Genesis is way better than anything else nowadays.
Another gamer dude.
I had the Sega Genesis. I now have the new one with 40 games built in. I asked for it for Christmas a year ago.
I'm actually going to get that for my kid for his birthday. Is it worth it?
I will recommend this. Get wired controllers because the wireless ones that come with it aren't super responsive.
Oh, yeah, definitely check into that.
Yeah, so go buy some wired controllers at, like, GameStop or on eBay or something.
So I would argue that if you can still buy this, is it even better than back in the day if you can still find it, Wicket? It's just we've got more options now.
Well, it comes with 40 games. Then if you had games that aren't already preloaded, you can stick the game in the new one.
Right.
And you can play it. I think it's cool.
So this is so it is better now.
It's better
now. Because you can have both worlds.
Because how bad was it when you had to go to your friend's house and you had to bring your Sega or your Nintendo or whatever, and then you had the bag of 40 games that weighed more than the actual system? Now it's just all right there. So even though the concept of old school gaming is still cool, it's better now in 2021.
See, but kids don't realize nowadays it's blowing in those cartridges. Remember that to get them going?
And I don't think it ever actually worked, but hey, we all did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Travis.
Travis, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Wicket.
On Facebook, I like this answer. I don't think this is true. Unless Kenny is really old. Kenny says pop in a 16-ounce glass bottle. No. Glass bottles are not better than plastic bottles for pop or soda or Coke
milk,
or whatever you
call
it.
They're better for milk.
No.
Milk tastes better from a glass bottle. Strongly, I will not. Fight me! Fight me on that! 100%.
Trisha says concert tickets. We could go to an amazing show for $20. I will agree with you, but do you want to know why concert tickets are so expensive? Do you want to know why festival tickets are so expensive? Because they don't make money from us buying CDs anymore.
Well, I would argue it's supply and demand.
Because everything is downloadable, you buy it by the song, you can get it digitally wherever, no one buys CDs. So instead of everybody paying $10 a pop or $15 a pop because they like one song off the CD or whatever, or the record, you don't do that anymore. So musicians have to charge more for ticket prices.
I don't think it's that. We don't know. Okay, first of all.
I actually do know
you
this
do know.
To be true.
See, I think it's all the stuff that's put into the festivals. People want the big show. They want the big tour. And if you want the big show and the big tour and the pyrotechnics and you don't want just some guy on his guitar with no sound or fire, then it's going to cost money for that.
But that's exactly it. I mean, if you just go to a concert and the ticket is $65 and it used to be $25, well, 25 years ago, you used to pay $10 or whatever for the CD. Nobody does that anymore, and rich rock stars still want to be rich.
Well, the point is of this, here, this is the take home. If you like a band, the best way to support a band is to buy the t-shirt at the show, because that t-shirt money almost always goes directly back to the band, directly back to the show. Not even the album.
Don't buy the bootleg shirt in the parking lot.
No.
Don't buy the one from Wish.com.
Right.
All right?
And yeah, if you don't have the album, buy that at the show. That's a great idea. But...
just liking Metallica on Facebook doesn't do anything for Metallica.
Why do you think Kiss has 87 different logoed items?
87? 8,000.
Thousands. 87 is just my favorite big number to throw out. But yeah, buy the logo, because Kiss probably spent 10 cents to make those guitar picks, and they're charging $18 for them. That's
dude,
all profit. So if you like the band, buy the stuff.
Dude, I got a guitar pick from Kiss. I got a set of four for $35.
Mm.
Yeah, it cost 12 cents to make it. But that's the reason why, because nobody buys albums anymore.
Continuing the conversation on Facebook at Laser1033. And speaking of back in the day, very soon, Adventureland.
Oh.
What was better back in the day?
Good morning, Heather. Radio was better back in the day.
Oh.
That's a slap in the face.
No, it's okay. We could take the constructive criticism. Tell us why.
They actually played music instead of having people chat it up all morning long.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
I'm messing with you guys.
It's okay, because callers were better back in the day. Oh. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm straight up with you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. With us all day long.
Sean, you're great,
Where
man.
Where else are we going to get it from?
Right, Andy Hall.
I don't know.
Laser, what's something that used to be better back in the day?
Social media.
Okay.
Social media was better back in the day.
Yeah, I grew up with MySpace and the MSN Messenger, and those are just some really creative, and I mean, you could customize it however you wanted and throw in the music on there and messaging your friends by making their whole computer screen shake. It was so much better.
And
Facebook is the devil.
Are you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram now?
I have a Facebook, only because it was the quickest way that news sites were updating information about that Camp Dodge incident.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I got a Facebook so I could stay up to date on that because my kids were in the Johnston district when it happened.
Gotcha.
I love that you're using Facebook for news because I told someone that once upon a time.
News that matters. There's a difference.
Yeah. No, but yeah. I told someone that one time and they got so angry at me and I was like, if you're following your local news sites, it is fastest to have all your local news sites posting on Facebook where you can see it in one location as opposed to going to their individual sites. It's a lot faster to get news from Facebook. I'm not talking about getting news from your cousin Larry posting a meme on Facebook. I'm talking about following news sites so that everything is nicely packaged for you right there on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. Although when I did it, I was like, really? You're going to post it on Facebook? Before you post it on your own website, but yeah.
I feel like your child is a mirror of your emotions.
I think we need to let you go.
Yeah, we're driving in the car, and it's just like, whoa, we're usually listening to music. What's with all this talking?
Uh-huh. By the way, we love the fact that you're listening to Laser with your child who is screaming in the background. How old is your child?
He just turned 2.
Good.
He's my youngest.
Does he like Theory of a Dead Man, Nirvana, Soundgarden?
Oh, yeah, and my older two kids, they're school age. They're about to be 9 and 8.
I applaud you because for a long time I have thought that Wicket's Baby Shark situation is his own fault. You don't have to play Baby Shark for your kid. You can raise a child on Theory of a Dead Man, on Drowning Pool. You never, ever, ever have to play Baby Shark. So the fact that you listen to that all day, every day, Wicket, is your choice.
Absolutely. And the whole Baby Shark thing, like, oh my goodness. Like, that song is ancient, ridiculous.
Yeah, but...
And yeah, and I tell my kids, I'm like, as long as you don't sing the bad words out loud, I will let you listen to it.
Love it.
Well, I have 3 babies that are all still in diapers, and I need something to distract them, so that is why I play Baby Shark. My kid's not going to be like, oh, is this the Black Album? And then, boom, we're rocking out to Metallica.
Play something with a good beat that you'll also enjoy listening to. I mean, my kids listened to a lot of Michael Jackson when they were young.
Billions of choices. You don't have to go with Baby Shark is what we're saying.
They like it. You guys are haters.
As long as they like it.
Exactly. Exactly.
They would have never known that it existed, Wicket, if you didn't introduce it to them. That's what I'm saying.
That is also true.
You torture yourself by choice.
I have to agree.
What is your name?
Emma.
Emma, you rock. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for agreeing with me, too. Thank you, Wicket.
That child screaming in the background sounds serious.
That was the best.
I hope that kid is okay. Over on Facebook, school lunches were better back in the day. Limited TV channels were better back in the day. That's not better. Having 3 channels versus 300 channels is not better. It might be what you remember, but it's not better. Rusty says it would be easier to make a list of things that are better now than they were back in the day. I'll start nothing. That is 100% wrong.
That's
so
wrong.
I clicked on Rusty's profile picture. Mm-hmm. Rusty is a softball player. He's in a championship softball picture, right?
Okay.
You know what's better? The bat you used, the gloves that you used, the shoes on your feet are better than they were back in the day. Clicking through, Rusty's on top of a tractor. That tractor looks brand new. That tractor is better than any tractor that was made 25 years ago. You're standing in front of a brand new pickup truck, Rusty. That pickup truck is probably a lot better in about 10,000 different reasons than the pickup truck made in 1984. So it's 100% wrong. Most things are better now. Mm-hmm. Than they were back in the day. Yeah, I know you miss the old school charm, and MTV definitely is a very popular answer on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. MTV definitely better then than it is right now. But to say nothing is just false. He's at an Iowa State game wearing a very warm coat. That coat is a lot better than a coat you used to wear back in 1982 that looked like the kid from A Christmas Story. I can't put my arms down. That is what I am talking about. To have this, oh, nothing's better now, is wrong. 100% wrong, Rusty.
Wow, Wicket.
I got it. I got it. I'm ready, man. Let's go. What else you got?
Well, no, I'm just... We've got Angry Wicket now.
Mm-hmm.
So, transitioning from Angry Wicket... You feel better now?
If I had a White Claw. We didn't have White Claws back in the day!
Good morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Wicket fired up defending some things that are better now.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Oh, Wicket, everything will be okay, buddy. It's all a matter of how you look at it.
I feel like I need some counseling, some downtime, some like Enya, some peaceful music to be played, like when you go in to get a massage and it's all like
Xanax.
Yeah. Xanax, maybe. Yeah.
What was better back in the day? The drugs, maybe?
It's all how you look at it. I mean, yes, cars and stuff are made different today, and they, you know, look for more fuel economy and whatnot. Fuel and everything was cheaper back in the day, and everything back in the day was made to last.
Mm-hmm.
Everything nowadays is made to throw away.
That's not true at all. My car is made to...
How old are you, young man?
I am 40 years old, sir.
Oh, well, you're not young man. You sound younger than you are, buddy.
Thank you.
My age, so I'm your generation.
Exactly. I got a car that is going to last me 100,000 miles. That's not made to throw away, and it's more fuel efficient, and it's better for the environment, and it's got heated seats and all these things that my 1984 Chevette didn't have.
He called to calm you down, Wicket, and it had the opposite effect. Laser, what was better back in the day?
Those Sunbelt granola bars. You actually used to get a bar, now it's just like a little slice.
Can I tell you a super secret, sir? I used to work for Sunbelt.
What?
Once upon a time.
Do you have a collection at home for him?
Little Debbie and Sunbelt are the same company. And one summer, I worked in their recycling plant doing piecework, where I had to sort the boxes for recycling. That's why I have these guns, Wicket.
Oh, is that it?
Still from back in the day, my Madonna arms.
Well, like I said, the bars were so much better when I was a kid versus now.
It's true. It's true. Well, you're right.
It's very saddening.
Listen, I don't work for them anymore, so I can say whatever I want.
So that's the problem. You're not there anymore.
Yes, uh-huh. The company. Listen, things were great until Heather quit, Richard.
Yeah, it's the Heather effect.
It's always the Heathers, right?
Richard, thanks bud.
I mean, and back when we were kids, they probably didn't have accurate serving sizes, so they had bigger. But yeah, it's also me.
It's you.
It's Heather and Wicket.
Hey, look, it's Heather and Wicket.